Everyone at Whitman has a story to tell, how they got here and what happened once they did. And every story is different. This is our Whitman, my story. Hello, my name is Firas Netche, a physics astronomy combined major at Whitman College, he, him pronouns. I'm from Bethlehem, Palestine. So how did I end up at Whitman College? I grew up in Palestine and my parents didn't want me to kind of stay in Palestine, kind of pursue a more bright future, I guess. And since like I was young, I was involved in English classes and like exchange programs in Palestine and also in the States. So I kind of developed a decent English background. And then in high school, I did an exchange program in where I spent my junior year of high school in the States. And I was up in Bellevue, just outside of Seattle, for a year. I lived with a host family from the U.S., spent the year there, and then went back home. And that's how I learned about colleges. And that's when I knew that I wanted to like pursue my college education in the States. And I really liked Washington and the Pacific Northwest. And I learned about Whitman from my host family. And then I went home for senior year of high school. I applied to colleges, and Whitman was my first early decision choice. And I got into Whitman. I really enjoy the small size class. I don't see myself thriving at a bigger school. And I like that Whitman has the physics astronomy combined major, because that's been my interest since high school. And it's good to be able to pursue the education that I want to my full extent in the States. So the combined major that I'm doing is, instead of double majoring in physics and astronomy, where you do almost the same amount of credits for each field, you end up doing about the same amount of credits for a physics major. And then on top of that, you do 70% of those credits for astronomy, mostly because there's a lot more physics classes offered than astronomy, and the Department of Physics is a little bigger than astronomy here. But you end up kind of tailoring your physics knowledge to that knowledge that you need for astronomy and astrophysics, which I really like because I really enjoy physics, but there's a lot of physics is such a vast field that there's a lot of things that I don't particularly find like as interesting as other fields within physics. And just seeing that there is an astronomy tailored, like narrower field of physics offered here is really interesting, because that's my main interest, is learning kind of the physics of astronomy, the physics of space, and the applications of it, and how to utilize our physics knowledge in exploring all kinds of fields in astronomy and deeper space, cosmology, like the universe, everything. And then on top of that, I'm doing a math minor. To actually be able to understand physics, you need to know as much math as physics. A lot of people just like to say that physics is just applied math. So after I've done a lot of math classes at Whitman, I realized that I'm not too far from just completing a math minor. And even if I take more classes than required, it'll just help me in my major more. So I just went for a couple more classes and like fulfilled my minor requirement for math. During my sophomore and junior year at Whitman, I lived in the multicultural house. It's the little like yellow house behind the Cleveland Commons, the dining hall. It's a house for a lot of the times, mostly international students or students of color live in there, because the mission of the house, it kind of fosters diverse backgrounds and diverse cultures and ethnicities and traditions. And it's very like, its focus is kind of narrowed down to like celebrating those diversities and cultures, and kind of fostering a environment where we all like express and don't like struggle in just being comfortable with our cultures or our differences. And I really enjoyed living there. I lived with three other students from Armenia, El Salvador, and Brazil, and then from a domestic student from DC, but originally from India. And I really enjoyed my time there. We had a lot of like house activities where we'd like celebrate by like cooking food from our like home countries and playing like doing like cultural nights where like we just play music and like dances from our own also cultures. And yeah, it's a really good community. Every year the physics department gives the opportunity to students to conduct research with all the professors that are doing research, where the professor kind of works as like a supervisor and a mentor to the students. And I worked with Professor Doug Jewers from the physics department. I was working in the crystallography lab, and it was kind of like a biophysics project where I mostly was working on the physics side of it. And I was developing a computational model for like kind of modeling the fracture and the liquid or fluid flow in nanoprotein crystals or nanoporous crystals. So we'd like first like grow the crystals through like some chemical reactions it was kind of foreign to me because I haven't done any chemistry since high school. So it was kind of fun to just relearn the chemistry, grow the crystals, and then kind of like study them experimentally, and then later move on to like building a computational model using like computer software and coding and stuff to kind of model how the interactions and the dynamics within those like nanoscale protein crystals. It was a really good experience. After the summer research was over, I signed up for more research credits with the same professor. I studied abroad in my junior year or spring semester of junior year in Ireland. I think 40% of the junior class every year studies abroad throughout the year. I went to University College Dublin, which is the largest university in Ireland. And it was nice getting like a glimpse of like how bigger schools or universities work. I think UCD is, University College Dublin, is a school of 33,000 students. So it was quite massive and a very different experience from Whitman. And then Dublin in general, or Ireland in general, is a very welcoming place for immigrants or Palestinians. Ireland is a lot more sympathetic, or the Irish people usually tend to be more sympathetic towards the Palestinians. And as a Palestinian, I found it very easy to obtain my visa to Ireland. It was quite surprising how like simple sometimes that process could be. It was like my first time ever experiencing such an easy process to get a visa, which was nice. I really enjoyed Dublin. It was really cool. Classes were definitely a different experience. Most of my classes were like in a very big auditorium of like 200 students and just a professor or a lecturer that most likely you won't meet. And then you have like class TAs that take smaller groups. There was some like pros and cons to that system. I kind of enjoyed, like, I very much appreciate connections to professors, and I didn't get that chance in Dublin, but it also was kind of a good, it was good timing or to like experience that, because of like when you're abroad, you need to focus on academics, but you also like, you want to see the area, you want to explore, you want to go around. And generally students take a lighter load than they take like regularly at Whitman. I think one of the best things, or the major advantage of studying abroad in Dublin in the spring, is you get to experience St. Patrick's Day in Dublin, which was definitely like an experience I will remember. There's a lot of people from the States visit Ireland or Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. There was a lot of like school bands or march bands performing. There was a very big parade. It goes on for like 3-4 hours. But yeah, the parade was really fun. I think that's definitely like one of the major memories of my study abroad experience in Dublin. I'm Faraz, and this has been Our Whitman, My Story. There are more episodes of Our Whitman, My Story available right now wherever you get your podcasts. Music for this podcast provided by Big Joe, a band made up of Whitman students. For more information, go to whitman.edu/stories.